Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports in high school.
Welcome to the Orange is the New Black podcast. I'm your host, Ace Boogie, joined by my co-host, Zim. Zim, say what's up.
Hello, world. We got a doozy for you tonight. I got my man Chris Evans, who was recently drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, running back extraordinary, the man with the plan tonight. How you doing tonight, Chris? Talk to the people.
Good, man. Appreciate y'all for having me. Who they? Let's get it.
Definitely. Yeah. And if you're not familiar with this gentleman, I don't know how you're watching this channel and you're not, but he was a number 7 overall prospect out of Indiana. Coming out of high school, he was recruited by several different teams, the University of Michigan, University of Cincinnati, which we are familiar with, the Ohio State University, Michigan State, among several others. He was a four-time letterman at Michigan, and then he also was a top 50 draft prospect in Todd McShay's list. Chris, getting into it, like, obviously you took part in the Senior Bowl. Is that where you became familiar with the Bengals? Did you have an idea that the Bengals were interested and would make you a pick for the team?
Throughout the process, I didn't actually think the Bengals was interested in me. They were at the Senior Bowl, and they actually was one of the only couple teams that asked me to, like, draw something up on a dry erase board, which I thought was cool because it really showed how much you know about football. So, but then come to find out, like, Coach Taylor was there himself at the Senior Bowl, and I didn't know much about the Bengals and what the head coach looked like and stuff like that. So had a little conversation with the running backs coach throughout the process, but it was nothing major. It was just a little football talk, about 10 minutes, and that was it. So, but that's why I was surprised when they called me on draft day.
Nah, I can see how Zach Taylor could blend in because he's one of the youngest coaches in the NFL. So you probably wouldn't have known anything just by seeing him there.
When they ask you to put stuff on a board and stuff, can you just give people a little bit more? Because I'm just listening to it right now. I'm just like, from a running back position, is it just simple, like just hit a hole, or were they like, what do you going through? You're going through the A gap, or, you know, like what are they saying?
It was draw up your favorite run play. So they wanted to see if you knew what like the lineman up front was doing, if you knew it based off, you know what I'm saying? I was firing on all cylinders, making sure I knew, you know what I'm saying, because they prepared me for it. But like knowing defensive fronts and who blocking who, what this combo block is going up to, and I made my favorite play one of the most difficult plays, like a counter or something. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I could just show my level of expertise, and he said that really caught his attention.
One of the things that I think people probably weren't hip to is that, and I don't know if you were, is that coming out, a lot of people kind of made you a little bit under the radar because of, you know, like, I guess the different years that you had in Michigan that maybe people didn't have you quite on the radar. But once we got to the combine and they started testing and stuff, do you realize that you were second in RAS? That is like all of the measurables out of all the 20 running backs that were drafted this year. In addition to that, you were, let me make sure I'm saying this right too, you're ranked 24th out of all 1,500 running backs from 1987 to 2021, like 25th. So, like, by the time that stuff started happening, as far as, like, your three cone, all these different things, like, testing at an elite level, where, like, did that go kind of hand-in-hand with, like, you didn't think that the Bengals maybe were interested, like, later in there? Or what was your thought process when you got that far, like, further down into the draft? Were you thinking, like, I was testing so great, why are these people not jumping on it?
Yeah, actually, like you said, the top 50 on the Todd McShay, like, and then the COVID hit, and then, you know what I'm saying, low production in the season, canceled games, and all the stuff that we went through, it made my stock go down. So I just knew, I was like, If I get a chance to go to the Senior Bowl, I'm going to make it most of it. But I know once Pro Day come out and they put them cones on the ground and they roll the bench press out, you know what I'm saying? My numbers going to speak for itself. So, I mean, I knew that. So, wherever it's going to fall in line, that's where it's going to fall in line. But I knew once everybody started getting them stopwatches out, you know what I'm saying, I was going to blow some people away. So,
And I know you're probably – I know, like, just to – I always tell people this too, just to be drafted to be in the National Football League, like, is an elite prospect, an elite talent at it in itself. But in the back of your mind, does that kind of give you like a chip on your shoulder when you're seeing guys come off the board? Or are you a person that doesn't even pay attention to that type of stuff? Cause had it been me and I'm saying, bro, I'm like, my three come better than him. I'm running the fastest speed in that. Like, you know, like, are you looking at those guys and saying, like, dude, I'm better than him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, that's just the competitor in me, you know what I'm saying? I think that everybody got to go up. As I'm seeing running backs go up, I'm like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be mad, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm better than that dude or something, you know what I'm saying? That's how you got to think. But I wasn't really thinking about the L cone and stuff because I know that – I mean, like, the little drills because I know that you can run a fast 40, but, you know what I'm saying, you can't – you hit the hole, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really big on I did this better than him. I was more of I think I'm a better running back than him, you know what I'm saying? Simply,
right?
And the measurables, you know what I'm saying, only will help me, but I guess, you know what I'm saying, those teams gotta find out.
Nah, that's facts. And not only are you an amazing running back, I was talking to Zim, like, we cut the tape on you, and I was like, I really felt like you had a lot of Reggie Bush to your game as far as a comparison, because Reggie Bush was a dude that could also go and split out like yourself and play that receiver position. And I believe your freshman year, you actually started a game at the slot receiver position. Can you just talk about how that separates your game from the typical running back?
Like going all the way back from high school, freshman year, I played quarterback. And then my sophomore year, they put me a receiver. So I played receiver pretty much my whole high school career. Until my senior year, they mixed me in a running back too. So going to college, I was pretty much a receiver. I had all the receiver fundamentals and stuff. So I knew if I ever get in a position where I got to run a route or catch a ball, then it's going to be like breathing for me. You know what I'm saying? Rather than
right. The
other way around, I've been playing running back my whole life and they're trying to have me catch a pass and I just kind of look like I'm a fish out of water. So I just knew that I was going to use that to propel me forward and just separate myself from everybody else.
Just piggybacking off of Ace's question, have the Bengals talked to you at all about slot receiver? Because that was one thing, like, as a fan, we're all looking at the draft board, and later in the draft, a lot of us were sitting there saying, why are they not drafting another slot wide receiver? Mm-hmm. Have they talked to you about, like, any, like, possibly doing, like, stuff in the slot year one?
Yeah, right now OTAs is kind of moving, like, we just was moving a little slower, like, have everybody learn the plays and stuff like that, but we got a lot of different things where the running back is in the slide and you know what I'm saying, doing different things, motioning out. But it's pretty much, well, at least for a rookie right now, it's just so much coming at me right now. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, learn what I can learn before they start, you know what I'm saying, telling me different things. So yeah.
Nah, that's real. So obviously you talked about in an interview before that plan for Coach Harbaugh prepared you for the Senior Bowl. A lot of it was just different things that you were already accustomed to. Could you talk about what it's like to play for a coach like John Harbaugh at Michigan?
It's crazy, man. My years at Michigan was like something I was thinking, like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? You know what I'm saying? But as I get to the Senior Bowl and I got here, it's like literally exactly what we were doing, like to the T. Like, plays are called the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Everything has a rhyme or reason what we were doing at Michigan. Practice, workouts, like all type of stuff is just like, it just falls in line and similar to, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing now. So I just think I'm grateful for going to Michigan and being under Coach Harbaugh and just learning everything. And it set me up for success now.
And now you get to go against his brother. I meant to say Jim earlier, but now you get to go against John in the division with the Ravens.
Yeah, definitely. My teammate Ben Mason was he's on the Ravens right now. We'd be talking and stuff, and he literally told me that it's like exactly Michigan, like the Harbaugh playing under both Harbaughs. It's like the exact thing to the T. It's just different jerseys. So
so we got intel.
I'm and then you got Peoples Jones over in Cleveland too. So,
What I was gonna say, the main thing, you know, is so crazy that you brought up Harbaugh is. I might have been doing this more than Ace, but I think collectively Ace came on the show one time and we took a lot of heat for a while for this. We were pushing so hard for Jim Harbaugh to be the next coach of the Cincinnati Bengals at one period, right? Fine. Zach Taylor is our coach, right? Fine guy, right? But speak to the people about, I think from the outside looking in, people, like, a lot of comments that I were getting is like, dude is super weird and da-da-da-da. Can you tell us a little bit, like, about his personality or something that maybe people don't know? And then also, do you think that if he were ever to come to the NFL again, after the first time he was successful with the Niners, do you think that he would be able to translate his game, you know, like his coaching style to the NFL, to nowadays NFL?
Yeah, definitely. I think wherever he goes, he's going to be successful. I think that a lot of people say, you know what I'm saying, say he's weird or something like that. It's just, he just has a different philosophy. He just is built different, wired different to the T. Like, I would say he's, like, really passionate and competitive. So, like, any way that you want to weirdly put that, but any way it's going to be competitive or, like, I told a story, we was in Italy. We was walking up a trail. We was walking and talking, and he started walking faster than me. And we was like we was leading the group. I'm thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, what's going on? It's hot. We've been out here all day. He just started speed walking, and he got to the top of the hill on our little tour. He was like, yeah, like pumping his fist, like, yeah, I got to the top first, like, or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was. Some people would think that's weird, but I thought it was weird at the beginning. Until I, like, sat back and just, he's just a competitive person, you know what I'm saying? He's passionate and stuff like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got nothing but good things to say about him.
Now, that's one awesome. Thing, you're big on loyalty. You was just loyal to Jim Harbaugh. Obviously, one of the reasons that you stayed at Michigan was because of loyalty. Can you just talk about what loyalty means to you and why it's so important to you?
It's a big factor as far as, you know what I'm saying, just – knowing who you're starting with and knowing who is down for you, you know what I'm saying? I got suspended in 2019 for academic integrity, and he brought me back on the team. And, you know what I'm saying, he told me that if I handled my business and made sure everything was good, that he'll put me back on scholarship, and he stayed with his word. So, you know what I'm saying, that's why I ain't got nothing bad to say about him at all, because I could have been in a portal somewhere else, and who telling I'll be even here today, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm blessed with the opportunity.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, it is very key that you said passion. You know, a lot of times I was reading some stuff, like LeBron James spoke up today about the players playing earlier than what he thought they should have. Or sometimes when athletes speak up, or sometimes when people do passionate things, I think that goes a lot misunderstood. So I think that's where that's coming from, is because there are some real passionate, what we call crazy moments or whatever. Like, I get that a lot too. Maybe that's why I like Jim Harbaugh. I never met him, but I just thought that he would be like the perfect, like, coach for somebody, you know? Yeah. So I think that's where that came from. One of the things that I was, Ace was talking about loyalty. Do you remember, or can you tell us about West Side Garden Plaza? Does that ring a bell?
I heard it before.
So at Westside Garden Plaza is a place where you used to, I think, volunteer at an assisted living place, or mm-hmm. you did some work there. Is that something that you were doing, like, constantly? Was that in school or something? I don't know the timeline, but I saw, like, a lot of different clips of you helping out some people at assisted living or, like, nursing homes.
Yeah, I didn't do so much just wherever I could help out at. So. I think I done helped out at a couple different homes. I don't really know the exact names, but yeah, wherever I could help out and be of assistance, just because I know the platform that I have, you know what I'm saying, being a football player, and you know what I'm saying, I might as well give back, you know what I'm saying, rather than just because, you know what I'm saying, there's some people who aren't, but I feel like that while you got the platform for, you know what I'm saying, you don't got the platform your whole life, so. I mean, using that platform to help others and, you know what I'm saying, motivate others and elevate others is key.
100%.
That's facts. And you talk about you know, representing others, giving them that spotlight. Let's talk about NDWE out here. You got several different businesses that you got. It's something where you're bringing the spotlight to your hometown. Can you talk to us about NDWE out here?
Yeah, definitely. My when I got to Michigan, every time like they put the camera on me or something, I would just say NDWE out here, just to like let everybody know in Indy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like when he's in Italy, when Coach Harbaugh took us to Italy, Paris, everywhere. I was just saying, Indy, we out here. Just know, like, for all you kids, you know what I'm saying, that grew up in my neighborhood or in the surrounding areas, like, I'm out here, you can be out here too, you know what I'm saying? So that's just being able to motivate and push the next kid, next generation. Because when I was little, I didn't have that guy in college or NFL that, you know what I'm saying, that could multiple times, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, just, like, I want to be that, you know what I'm saying? Or and if I did want to be that, they wouldn't, like, come back or have a camp or just show love or anything. So I'm just trying to make sure that I do that and make sure that I show all the young guys that they can do it too, so that you can motivate the next guy.
There is, and speaking of Indy, there's a guy, he's a big Bengals fan. I don't know if you know him, but he said he used to give you buckets in the AAU circuit. I was talking to him earlier today, my man Kyle Guy.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Kyle. He said, make sure when you interview him tonight or whatever, make sure you let him know I used to give him buckets. Do you want to send a message back to Kyle so everybody knows?
Hey, man.
What really happened on them AAU teams?
I mean, I was on the AAU teams, I was the strong football player that could play defense pretty much. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't scoring all the points or nothing, but him, he was getting busy for real. So he ain't lying, he's telling the truth. He was getting buckets for real.
See, I was hoping you was gonna be like, nah, man, I know. Say now he got bragging, like he got extra bragging parts. I'll be trying to give Kyle a hard time on anything else, because I know I can't do nothing with him on the basketball court, that's for sure. Yeah, but that was dope though, because for him to be like, man, yeah, like, man, I grew up around him and everything, and y'all both from Indy, and Kyle's like probably one of the biggest Bengals fans I've ever met. We had him on our show probably about like a month ago, but he's real, real cool dude. I love that dude to death.
So I also noticed you had one of your many businesses that you had was also, it seemed like, a sneaker business where you were kind of getting off on like the Supreme clothes as well as the J's. Are you a sneakerhead yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I got a whole bunch of, man. We have to see.
What's in your top five, bro? Yeah, let's see some of the sneakers, bro. We gotta see the heat. Woo!
Got some
See, Ace don't know that. Hey, what you get the 350s? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Off-white.
Everything else is still getting delivered from, you know what I'm saying, from moving. So yeah, it's all good though.
Yeah, I might just show you. I don't think nobody cares about my stuff like they do you. I might have to show you some stuff. I think I might have to show you some stuff at some point in this whole thing.
All the business that I got, if I got an idea of it, I think the hardest thing for people is just to start it. So
right.
I sell shoes anyway and like do a little different stuff. So I was like, I might as well turn this into something.
Where can people go and go get some of that stuff on there?
Instagram is called Sleepy Steals, and
how you spell Steals?
Just normal
like S T E A L.
Yeah. Steals. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I think Ace was telling me about it. Because there's one thing I tell everybody this every Thursday. Like clockwork, I wake up and buy Supreme like every Thursday. Like it could be a skateboard. I'm big on their accessories. Like my whole house. Like Supreme vase, everything. But he was like, man, you need to check out Chris Drink because he got some Supreme stuff on there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to check that out for sure. Tell us about Jump Cut Academy. What's that?
Yeah, it's like pretty much the same thing. I started just running back, a group of youth running backs that, you know what I'm saying, I mentor and stuff. They're in my organization called Collectively Evolving. And they play running back, I play running back. So I just shed a little light on them. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in town, I work them out. I let them know what park we at or what field we at, and they all pull up and we just get to working.
So you're gonna have Jump Cut Academy out in Cincinnati at some point, because there's some young dogs out here that's ready to get out on that field with you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the sky's the limit with it. You know what I'm saying? So
hey.
So So I'm pretty sure you're familiar with your teammate, Jesse Bates. He's from Indiana. Did you cross paths before you guys were on the same team? You knew about each other?
Yeah, definitely. We've been talking over the years, and you know what I'm saying? Him being from Indiana, you know what I'm saying, just is always following him. So I messaged him when I got drafted. He let me know if I needed anything and stuff like that. And then just was talking about how it's full circle and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying, that we playing the same place. And then when I was in there, first day I shook up with him, and then because in Indiana they call these things called there's this video that came out, and it's the guys in the video were saying Indie Animals. So he shook up.
That's the silly.
He stood up with me, and he pointed at, I forgot who he pointed at, because it was my first. I didn't know who nobody was besides like the big.
That video is awkward though, bro.
I don't know where that's at. Everybody from Indiana, just, we don't know what they doing. We just went with the Indiana thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they doing. I don't even know what that is.
I hope not, bro. I hope you're not coming to no parties pulling up with your man. All right, so if y'all listening to this, if y'all just Google Indie Animals, it's these two dudes in a room with a girl that's looking like, what are y'all about to do? Like, it's a lot going on. To make a long story short, just look at Indie Animals. These dudes are doing choreography, like dancing.
He shook up with me, and then he pointed at some other dude. He's like, he's an Indie Animal. Yeah. And then the dude started laughing.
I got you. So now, from now on, that's what me. Hey, anytime that Chris Evans or Jesse Bates make a play, like now, all of Houdet Nation, we're just gonna be like, yeah, there's some Indie Animals right there.
Yep, we got some more back in Indy. You know what I'm saying? Waiting to get out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I guess I kind of didn't even want to go there. Let me ask you about this. Like, on the team, like with Jesse Bates being like a big centerpiece on the roster right now, I know there's a lot of football heads that are watching this right now too, or big Bengals fans, whatever. Do you feel like this upcoming season, just from what you've seen from OTAs, like seeing Jesse Bates live in person, seeing some of the like the running backs like you're around, like P. Ryan Mixon, without seeing the rest of the NFL, just how does the feel of that? How does it feel like? Does it feel like you're about to do something great? Or do you feel like the chemistry is good right now? Are there any observations that maybe people on the outside looking in probably aren't seeing right now?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I get the feeling like I'm supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's the NFL. Just seeing how Jesse Bates and Joe and bro, all those guys, you know what I'm saying, how they're pros, you know what I'm saying, how they attack practice, how they attack the playbook. And it's just like clockwork, like how they do it. But I don't know about, you know what I'm saying, how the other teams get down or whatever, but I think we got something special here for real.
Well, you know, the timing is kind of crazy. So 125 left out the building, then a new 25 is coming out the building. Yeah. And I don't think you're trying to patent your game after him, but there are some similarities there. Definitely. And I think somebody in the questions I saw in the queue right here asked that, do you see any similarities to Gio? And just kind of piggybacking off of what Ace said, I really want people to understand, like, what is your game like? Like, is there a player or somebody that you think, because Ace said Reggie Bush, is there a player that you feel like you're more closer to?
I would say like more like Alvin Kamara, just kind of the running style. Alvin Kamara, I mean, he necessarily not gonna see you and try to run you over. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of more finesse, and he can catch the ball out the backfield.
He got that change of speed too. That's my favorite running back. They be killing me on here. I'd be like, Kamara the best. Like every game he does something special. Doesn't matter if he's running the football or not. He's going to make three special plays every single game, and I think he's the best running back in the league. And people was like, you're not a Bengals fan. I'm like, bro. He's the truth.
So speaking of just running backs in general, I got to get your top five, bro. Like, who for your opinion, who are your top five running backs, favorite running backs of all time?
I don't think I got a specific order, but I think I got five. So
okay, go ahead.
I got Saquon in there. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh.
I
He got three multi-purpose already. So
Alvin Kamara, Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
And I don't know the last one. Edgerrin James.
Ooh, the edge. I like that one. I like that one.
I like how he picked everybody that he was able to actually witness. I think sometimes we ask people that, and then it's like, I mean, for me to say Jim Brown, it would be hard for me to say that, but you know what I'm saying? I couldn't disagree with somebody that's older that would be like, well, you should have saw Jim Brown. He was running shit over, like, you know, like, yeah. I don't know, you know, but I trust y'all. But I feel like all of those running backs, like, at some point were, like, the best running back in the NFL at some point in their career, with the exception of Saquon. What makes Saquon so special to you? Like, just me just looking at his stature is the same way I look at Jamar Chase's, like, lower body. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, a crazy, like, lower body that you just don't see every day, I guess. But
yeah, I got to witness him at the that was my sophomore year at Michigan, and we had the number one defense in the country. And it was at the Whiteout homecoming, all the state out of Caesars Field. And the first play, I seen him at running back, and McSorley was next to him. And then I seen McSorley step over to running back, and Saquon step over to quarterback. And McSorley ran an outside zone, and Saquon had it out, and then he pulled it, and then took it for like 80 on the first play. And like the whole stadium was like shaking. It was so loud. I was like, oh, this dude for real. He's for real.
Facts.
Well, I got to see it up close in person, and just like change the direction and his ability to make people miss is just crazy.
You know, your first game ever, for people that haven't seen this, did y'all know that Chris Evans ran for 112, two touchdowns on 8 carries? So he's telling y'all about Saquon, but on a low. This dude has done some special stuff already. Like, so you're telling, and I said that as a segue to say your first Bengal game ever, you're going to give us 112 yards, 8 carries?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it.
Nah, that's facts. Before we get into questions from the fans, I know you had another question you wanted to ask them, John.
I saw on there you were a G Herbo fan. Yeah. And there's some other, like, you could Ace normally ask this question, but you could give me your top five, or is Herbo like your number one right now?
G Herbo?
Yep.
Yeah, he my number one. You talking about top five like rappers, artists?
Yeah, artists. Let's just go rappers, straight up rappers.
G Herbo,
Phazoland, let's go.
Lil Durk.
Durkio. Zim doesn't like him that much. So keep going.
I don't really listen to a lot of rappers. I kind of like who I like. So I'll be listening to Rod Wave and some Kevin Gates, Jay-Z's, Meek Mill, stuff like that.
You and Fred Johnson would get along really well, because that's damn near his whole list too. I don't know if you met Fred, offensive line tackle for the Bengals.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, that threw me off a little bit. I don't know if I'm older or something like that. How come, like, every time I hear somebody talk about Herbo, and Ace, you can chime in on this too. Why y'all don't never talk about Sosa? Like, to me, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just like, oh, I'm
Sosa was hard, but Herbo was different kind of. He was a different, he's a humble beast. Like,
if anybody gets listening
on that flow, the first Herbo joint I heard that had me like, this dude is crazy, is when he jumped on that Versace, where he's out in the middle of Chicago and he just murdered that entire beat. Like, Sosa, don't get me wrong, I love Sosa.
If y'all listening right now, Sosa is Steph Curry of rap. After Sosa, everybody is simplified. Like, nobody was rapping like that until Sosa came, bro. Like, nobody was rapping like that. And to this day, his first projects, and then you get into Finally Rich. I always ask Ace this. I'd be like, give me the best. Give me the best G Herbo tape. Give me the best Durkio. Give me the best Durkio joint that you got, where there's no skips. I could go back from the dead on for Chief Keef, I could go finally rich. You will not skip nothing. 2021, like Sosa is the GOAT. But nobody, everybody that come on here, they always say that Herbo. That's just like something that always be grinding me up. I'm like, how could you forget Sosa though?
Yeah, Sosa, I feel like kind of he went in a different direction. I think Finally Rich is really the only stuff I listen to. One of my good friends that I grew up with, Lee, he really liked Sosa, but I think it was like a change. He be showing me some stuff, but I just like, all right, bro, I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, his new change stuff for me was when you couldn't tell what he was saying anymore.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
You could tell what he was saying, that's when he was snapping. But when he started playing with the auto-tune.
Bro, early Sosa, I always tell people because I keep a picture of Dialit. Cardi is like one of my other favorite, and that's a whole nother conversation. But I feel like he's just super influential. But I do know one rapper that you probably not think about that's probably better than all of them. I want to show you a clip of him. This dude right here be spitting.
Yeah.
Ice bag is cold, but my balls are even cold. To pass the class is to swallow, but I'm gonna give you a sip.
Yes.
You put the pre-wrap on and you apply the ankles.
See, now I'm a good man. So keep your foot straight. I'm gonna hit them starting up so I can hit that figure eight. Get out to practice. Hurry up, you won't be late. I'm gonna hit my heel lock in 3 minutes so your ankle won't break.
Ooh.
Bar.
They gave us a. We did a ankle taping thing, and I think we was like on the verge from like C to B or C to D, one of them. And we got some extra credit, and if we did a little rap about, you know what I'm saying, how to tape an ankle and stuff, so it did good.
So I'm going to post that for everybody today so y'all can see Chris spitting, so he will never forget about that for the rest of his life, so we could just – anytime he scores a touchdown, I think we just going to play that. Like, let's just do that.
Yeah, the Michigan fans got on me about the that shirt I had on at the time.
I know Ace was about to follow up with that right now, though. Like, what? Why do you have if y'all didn't catch that, he had an OSU shirt on in that video, y'all.
But that's the thing. Like, what people don't know, and Chris, you can let them know, Ohio State actually offered you after Michigan had given you an offer, and you chose to be loyal and stick with Michigan. So they can't get mad at you for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, fans are for anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything. So
was that something like there's a bunch of OSU fans, like just to give you a background, I'm from DC. I have no ties to OSU, but there are a bunch of OSU fans. And was there a point where you wanted to go to OSU and that's why you have on an OSU shirt?
Yeah, definitely. My throughout my whole high school career, I mean, growing up, I wanted to go to Ohio State, and it's just a timing thing. I went to a camp. I got some gear and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I wore it just in good health of, you know what I'm saying, I might get an offer. And as soon as I committed to Michigan, I stopped wearing all that stuff. And then they offered me late, before 2 weeks before signing day. And I stuck with who wanted me at first.
Nah, that's facts. And I am an Ohio State fan myself. I'm from Cincinnati.
Oh, you are?
But I respect a whole bunch of, like, that stuff goes out the door when you got guys like Leon Hall and guys that have come from Michigan that have worn the stripes. Oh, yeah. A lot of that stuff will go out the door. So you won't have to worry about
that. Yeah, ain't nobody. Yeah. Like, you ain't never going to hear that ever again. Like, I promise you that. People do not care about that as long as you out there doing your work. Before you get into the fan questions, I did want to tell – I saw this in the comments. Miss Good Girl said, tell Chris hi from his Texas family. I don't know if that's like someone that you're related to, but I just thought that was pertinent because Ace is about to go into the fan questions.
Nah, fact. So the first one we have here is from Coach K All Day 10. He's asking, what does Michigan need to do to get over the hump and be a national power again?
I think what Coach Harbaugh is doing right now, as far as from the last season, like getting new coaches and plugging people in, plugging people out, and just changing the culture. I think that now, like, all red stuff in the building is taken out, from red Gatorades to all that stuff. When I was there, like, early in my career, people was coming in with red sweatsuits on and all type of stuff. So, and then you look at what, you know what I'm saying, Ohio State was doing, you know what I'm saying, blue is not allowed, and just – it was an all-year thing that they did, and I think the culture at the beginning was treat every game like it's, you know, you got to treat every game like it's the same, but, like, them Ohio State boys, the four games that I played out there, that game was, like, personal to them. Like, I could feel it in everything they did and how they hustled and stuff. So I think changing the culture and, you know what I'm saying, plugging in some new coaches and players is going to get us over the hump for sure.
So I never want to see you wearing any yellow and black. We good? No yellow and black. Your shoe color, like shoes is totally different. I tell people that, like my shoes that have yellow and black in it, I don't wear them, but you know, those are ones that I keep like in a safe place, but nobody will ever see me with it. And if you talk to Joe Mixon, he was recently in a video and he had like a yellow and black Lamborghini, and in the comments we were like, you got to paint that joint. You got to wrap it or something like that. So if you tell the Joe and you see him driving in a yellow Lamb, you got to tell him, like, he got to wrap that joint in orange or something quick.
I got you.
All right, we got another one here from Ashton Michael. He asked, what's your favorite sports movie?
My favorite sports movie is what's that movie that where they made a Jamaican bobsled team.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
That's a dope pick.
Ace, what's your favorite sports movie?
I might go with, it's between Any Given Sunday or Friday Night Lights.
I like Any Given Sunday. I like Blue Chips and Any Given Sunday.
Blue Chips are straight too.
I like Longest Yard too. I like that.
Longest Yard, yeah. I
thought you was gonna give us something real, like this man gave us Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings is a good answer though on the low.
Cool Runnings is a good ass. Like, I want to show my son Cool Runnings, like, yeah, right now. Like, he needs to see that. That is a funny movie, and for sure, it's a million people that's watching this right now that never even seen Cool Runnings. Yeah. So I'm glad you said that, actually.
Joe S. White asks, what are your personal goals for this season and what kind of play should we expect from you?
I'm not gonna say too much, but my goals is, you know what I'm saying, contribute on special teams and, you know what I'm saying, wherever they need me at, as far as packages or, you know what I'm saying, just to be behind Joe, you know what I'm saying, and learn from him, you know what I'm saying, or whatever I can learn from him, and I'm saying maybe after talking to him as a rookie, I can, you know what I'm saying, alter my goals towards that after talking to him. But, yeah, I ain't got nothing. I ain't going to say too much. I'm just ready to make plays.
Yeah, you never know. Might be some Steelers listening onto this podcast. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to tell you on the low. Joe will probably tell you this too. Pass blocking.
Yeah.
Like, early on, super. Like, every athlete that I've come in contact that plays your position, pass blocking.
Yeah.
Facts. Greg Luther asks, who was the best defender you ever faced in college?
I played during when Devin Bush was there. I was practicing against him every day. So it was hard to match that one time playing in the game. And I got to go against him every practice. And we Jabril Peppers too in practice when I was a freshman. But I would say defense, Michael Persson was good, really good. I think that's the one that, and Chase Young too. Chase Young, we play him.
Oh, some good players there, bro. Let's see. T-Reb asks, what is his favorite route to run out of the backfield?
My favorite route is a choice route where you got three different you can break out, break across the face or sit down. And I love that just because the running back's supposed to always be open as long as he make the right decision. So,
someone looks like Craig, some games guy, looks like he's playing some games on this one. He asks, how heavy is the shield? Captain America shield, I think he's asking about.
You know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Right, facts. And then the last one we have here from the Bangalorean. What do you
hold on real quick? Do you watch any Marvel movies or anything like that? Or are you a fan of any of those? Have you ever Googled your name and then Chris Evans, other Chris Evans pops up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I watch some Marvel stuff. I never really watched Captain America stuff, but I would like the Black Panther and different stuff like that. I'd be watching.
Ironically, this is a weird thing that I stumbled across. Ace said it's probably Cap, but the Chris Evans is supposed to fight the new Wolverine in the next movie. That's a little, I don't know. I thought that was
yeah, that's, I like,
like you play for the Wolverines, Chris Evans. All right.
Yeah,
Nah, that's dope. Bangalorean asks, what do you bring to the table as a running back for this team?
I bring, you know what I'm saying, ability to catch the ball at the backfield. You know what I'm saying? Anything is asked, special teams value, just a positive person in the locker room, and you know what I'm saying, somebody that's going and may add value to the team.
With that said, I think one thing I wanted to tell you about is that I have some weird hair. You have a cool high top fade that most people wouldn't be able to pull off. I was telling my friend, the official Bengal barber, my man Chris, I'm going to give you his information, Cincinnati five-star barber. He said, if you're ever looking for a barber, we got you covered. He's legit. He's cut a lot of your friends on the team. I want to make sure I shot Chris out for that because he made sure to let me know, like, right now that we need to hook you up with that because it takes a special person to rock a high-top fade. Secondly, when you're in the Natty, you get close to Midwest Barbecue, make sure you check them out. Even if you don't eat pork or whatever, they got these Grippo wings. They got so many different things. Midwest Barbecue, it's one of our real, real good friends of the show. We want to hook you up with that stuff too. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to make sure I shout those people out and make sure that you link up with those people if you get time when you got some downtime. And I promise you, you won't regret it.
That's facts. And Chris, if you could let them know where they can follow you at on any social platform so that the fans can make sure that they follow you and your businesses as well.
Kid and Play _ ABC123 on everything, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Everything is at Kid and Play _ABC123. So.
Well, Chris, we want to appreciate and just thank you and appreciate you for taking the time to talk to us. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. I'm at New Stripe City on Twitter. Zim is at Zim Houday, Zim _ Houday on Instagram. Please be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give us a like. Also, be sure to download the Cincy Jungle podcast officially. And of course, Zim, we're going to end this with a yes.
Sirski!
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me. In-